The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you what I come from.
Let's Let's see here. Instagram. Let's see if I can pull it up. And, Once I get the page, I will tell you, because she's posting a menu about what she's cooking for, because she wants that place, so you come and get, or if you need some catering done, tell you when the page pulls up for me, I tell you what is on the menu, okay? What is on the menu for the week? And she gets out of it because you might be a person who, you might say you work and you don't feel like cooking when you get home, but you know you're going to be tired. So this is a good thing to get something to eat. Let's see here. So, pull it up. Hair_soul_food. In the picture, you will see a purple hair as the icon, so that you know you have the right page. So, let's see here. This is the menu, and the menu was this week or last week was turkey wings. So if you don't like turkey wings, on turkey wing plates. We're doing turkey wings different ways. You know what I'm saying? So you might get barbecue turkey wings. Keep doing fried turkey wings. Wings Thursdays. So Thursdays is turkey wings, and she has fried turkey wings, ready baked, garlic, herbs, honey butter, hemp, barbecue, lemon butter. So, and you're getting a side, getting two sides with your plate. So, if you want the lemon pepper side, lemon butter, turkey wings, get two sides that you can get, like cheese, collard, potato salad, yams, those sides. If you eat those things, then I guess you'll just be getting the turkey wings. See, this is what I was saying the other day when we were doing Six and Road, and I was saying if you want to be a caterer, this is something you can do if you want to be a caterer. And, like, every day is a different protein. So instead of doing multiple protein because she's not an actual restaurant. So she's working towards that, but she's not an actual restaurant. So they can get different protein. So, you know, maybe like Mondays, the chicken. Tuesday could be meat. So if you get the meat on a different size. Wednesday is another protein with different size. You know, Thursday is a turkey. It could be something else. You understand what I'm saying? This is like what medicine is. If you want to do something, you should go for it. I get it. You know, people haven't tasted chicken. So, you know, you don't know if it's going to work. This is what I was saying the other day. This is the wrong way. If you do sample plates, right? So what you do is you figure out what you are going to sell, right? What protein you're going to sell, you figure that out, right? You figure out the size, right? Once you figure all that out, so, she's doing turkey wings. Right? Chicken, you might do chicken wings, chicken legs, whatever. Right? This is what you're doing. And you have your sides. You know, you have your sides. Right? So, let's say we're gonna go with chicken. Because chicken is not that hard to make. Now, you got baked chicken, fried chicken. You got barbecue chicken, right? And that's the same size as mac, collards, potatoes, onions. So if people haven't, you trying to like make money by selling plates and stuff, and people ate your cooking, what you do is sample plates. Now, if you do chicken wings, depending on how big the wings are, I would say 4 wings to a customer, right? Depending on how you're doing, if you're doing the wingettes, right? If you're doing wingettes and not doing wings, then I would count on how many wings is in the bag so you'll know how many plates you'll be able to make one bag. How you may say, oh, this is 3 pounds. But still, you want to count your wings out so you know. Because if you're doing wingettes, I don't want no wingettes in my plate, in my dish. 4 wingettes is nothing because some of them wingettes are small. That's why I said if you're going to do wings, 4 is fine. Like you get in the Chinese restaurant, 4 is fine. They're big enough that they will fill you up. Wingettes, so small, some 4 is not going to fill you up. Even though you're getting size at your meal, 4 is going to fill you up. This is why I'm saying to, you know, if you do that, you do plates. You know, in the Chinese restaurant, this is before they got rid of the, you know, when you order from the Chinese restaurant, let's say you order a side of fries, right? Instead of getting the fries, you get the cakes. And they do away with the styrofoam, so now it's all plastic food containers they use in the Chinese restaurant. So you get the small one up front, and so you'll get a small container, and it'll be a sample plate. You get a small plate of food of a sample plate because you've never eaten this food before, you sample it to see if it's good. because the price that people charge for this, I know you can't afford it. And then I have that type of money on them at the moment. So, if it's something you want to do, say, make sample plates, right? And the sample plate, let's say we're doing wings, right? And just like her turkey wings is, she got garlic. I'm sorry for the background noise, but I was trying to read the table again out. Okay, let's see. So this is Thursday. This was Thursday, the 15th. Right, this was last day, and this is rope, right? As I was saying, the sample plate, I told you we had honey, henny, and there was a garlic, lemon. So these are the flavors she has, like those flavors, so you take those, so we say the same flavors for some chicken wings, right, but this on the turkey wings, you say the same flavors, you do a sample plate. So I would say, depending on how many chicken wings are in a bag, even though it may say a 5-pound, 3-pound bag, sometimes you don't get exactly. I don't know if they say it at the plant, or they ship it to the store, say that it's 3 pounds, but I've seen a TikTok video where the lady put something, 8 pounds it was, and when she put it on the scale, the food scale, it wasn't the pounds it was supposed to be. Came out to 7-something pounds. That's what's crazy to me. These companies are telling you, oh, this is such a pound, you put it on the scale, a food scale, and the food scale is not the pound they're advertising. So it's like they're joking. People still gonna, that's why I said wings are small. So let's say your sample plate is six. So you get two of every flavor with whatever style you like. She had potato salad, collard greens. It was yams, salad, collard greens, mac and cheese. So I do so. I'm always going to do collard greens. I'm always going to do mac and cheese. Now, if there's the green side, then I don't eat everybody's potato salad. That's just me. I don't eat everybody's potato salad. So I would do mac and cheese, collard greens, yams. I would, it was three sides. That's what I do. Right? So I would do, because you never ate this person, so the person would do a sample. And the sample plays, you get to sample all the flavors of the chicken that plus the sides that they had. You know, since there's two sides, I'm going to go with the two sides. Be collard greens and mac and cheese. And sample of the wings, which because the wings are small, I would do two of so the sample wings would be six, but it'd be two of each flavor. Then I could decide which one I like the most, and that's the one I'll put my oil with. And I'm saying with people who want to start business like that, because people have never eaten your cooking, even if there are people who eat in your cooking, what you're doing, still, there's people that never eat your cooking. And that's why I say, do sample plates. And a regular plate will be her, if you get regular baked wings, right, turkey wings, it's $20 with the sides. Okay. If and when you get to the flavors, it's a little bit more, right? With the sample plate, the sample plate will be half the price. Half of the price of what the original will be. So if the original plate is 20, so the sample plate I would say will be 10. I say 10 for the sample plate, right? And paying up to so say 5, whatever that is, that'll be the plate for that. And the people will be able sample all of the flavors because you got the little wingettes. But if turkey wings, I don't know how you would do a plate of turkey wings. That's the thing. But what I'm saying is you do a sample plate so a person who's never ate your before can sample, taste it, and if they like it, right, they will come back and order a regular plate. Because you can't go by people, most of when people are in restaurants, you can't go by word of mouth. Like, yeah, I tried it before, it was good. And you try it and then you don't like it. It was a waste of money. So this is why I say, people never tasted your food before. Because you're cooking your home cook, not cooking in a restaurant. It's different when you're cooking in a restaurant than when you're cooking from your home and plates. If she was at a restaurant, then I would say I would have samples of the wings. I would do sample, like if you do chicken wings, you do samples of wings, so because people have never eaten your restaurant before, first time, give them, let them taste your wings, then the sample. If they say, oh, the Henny wings are good, and then you give them, you say, this is your first time being at the restaurant, we'll give you a sample, you can taste it if you like. You know, you can order the regular menu. So if you're in a restaurant and do the sample, they don't have to pay for that. It's a restaurant. But when you're cooking from home, you don't want a free inventory that you can use to make money from. It's the same restaurant, but in the restaurant, you want to recoup that when you give away the sample. Recoup that. And how you recoup that is they like the flavors of your wings. They are going to order a plate. What flavor they like the best, that's what you're going to order with this and pay the 20 or whatever your price is. Because you can sample it because it's their time. I would only do that for first time people come to the establishment. Doing it from the kitchen, first time people into your establishment. Because if this is their first time, they never eat or cooking. this way they get a taste of what the flavors are, which one they like best, and they're going to put their plate like that. But if you want the same thing but desserts, that's even better. I mean, that's good too. I don't need to say good too. Because what you can do if you're a person who makes desserts, what you can do is team up with somebody like Nina who's making food on a plate. You could team up with her with your desserts. And as she sells, she could sell it. We got desserts as well. This is our dessert menu. The profit. So let's say you do cake. Let's say you do peanut lemon cake, right? And you figure with the coconut cake. Let's say cake get 8 slices out of it, right? And depending how you do. You might could get more than 8 if you do thin slices, right? And you say, let's say, $3.50 a slice, right? $3.50 cakes, like thinly sliced cakes, be a slice. So just think, if a person buys two, right, you spend $7. Right? If you and the person making the food just split 50-50, you get 350, they get 350. Right? So you figure it out this way. Right? If we're doing $3.50 a slice, and depending on how many slices you get, you multiply that by $3.50. Let's say we go $3.50. Pull up that calculator, right? Let's say out of this cake we get, we're gonna go $3.50 times 8. So that's $28. Right? That's $28. But you're not selling them the whole cake and they're making the slices themselves. So let's say you make a cake and you take them, you slice them, you put them in thing that the containers that are going to be in, and let's say we say $3.50 by 8 slices, that's $28. If you, depending on how thick you cut it, how thinly sliced you cut it, right? So that was. Okay, that's right. And then you, let's say you get 12 slices. Let's say $3.50 times 12. That's $42. Right? That's $42 you made right there. Now, if the dessert separate, if they say, okay, I would love to sell your desserts with food, and then if you cutting it up and slicing it and packing it yourselves, and she's just selling it, and the money made from that goes directly back to you, but they do, because they're selling for you, they still deserve. I want, if you want to go 50-50, then you give them a little percentage, which is if they take from what you make. That's why I'm saying. See, I like to bake, but I'm not an expert baker. So I have an expert baker. Make the cakes and else and food. And either we can make profit. But see, because you're doing all the work and all this stuff, then I would say, give them, that's the, that's right, 12, you're selling it for 50, 12, so you say from that, so from everyone sold, you get 250, they're a dollar. So they, the person who's selling it using the dollar, you get the 250. So let's see, 250 times 12. So with those slices, you pay $30, and they, the total was 42. Let's see, 2 minus. So the person selling the cakes for you just made a $12 profit from selling your cakes. What, you get 30, they get 40. You get the 30, they get 12 out of the 2 total. Depending on how many slices it is. Now let's say, Now, let's go a little higher with this. Let's say, instead of 12, let's go 350 times 20. Let's say we got 20 slices out of that cake. That's 7 bucks. Because if you're making the cake from scratch, you have to get the ingredients. If you're doing like how people got the hack with turning cakes into like type, if you're doing it that way, right? So let's say you got 20 out of that. Now it's 70, right? Charging the 50. Right? It's still 350. Like I said, you get the 250, the person on it for you, their food, is getting the dollar. So let's see here. And let's see. It's 2. So that's 5, and 10, 20,30, so let's see here. I'm trying to figure it out. Like I said, me and Beth ain't that good at it. But if it's 20 slices, the total amount, and you're selling it for 350 each, the total amount you make is 70. The person selling it for you will get 20, and you will still get the 30. You will still make 30, make 20. And not 30, God dog it. You will get 50. And they would get, my bad, you would get 50 and they would get 20. So you just made from those places, you just make $50. And says, you know what? Bump size 350 or whatever. Let's do this. Let's do 5 times 20. You just get $100. The total amount of selling the 20 slices account for $5, you just get $100. Now, person selling it for you is getting 10. Not 10. Oh, gosh. Is getting $1 out of that. So, out of that 20 slices, that person is $1 a slice. So you gotta, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So they're getting 20 and you're getting the rest. So that's $80. I made if done it for $5 on slices because they're selling it for you, so they need to make a profit. Unless you're selling the cake, as let's say you sell them the cake, let's say the cake has sold for, let's say $100. They give you $100, they get 20 slices out. They make their $100 back. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but if you cook and bake, if you sell, I say either $350 or at $5, your dessert alone gives me $100 if you cook as well. And you don't have to do just cakes. You could do many, I would say, if you're good at baking, you do mini pies, you do cakes, you do brownies with nuts and brownies with nuts. So, right, you do like, if you're doing scratch, you're doing the cocoa powder, the flour and all that, scratch, not a box brownie. I would say the best chocolate, because some people, you can do it with chocolate. You don't have to use cocoa powder. You can do it with chocolate as well. All you got to do is the chocolate and add the other ingredients to the chocolate to make the brownie mix. And I've done this with brownies where I've added either walnut, pecan, or just three nuts. Walnut, almond, pecan, or pecan, whatever how you say it. Yep. That those three, I could see people with those three in it. Especially on peanut nuts. This is a supermarket, you see they got brown icing on it. If you want to do it that way, do it that way too, and you do colorful. If you're doing it from scratch, you can do colorful icing. You can do store-bought icing and put it on there. You don't have to do icing from scratch. You can do store-bought, and you can take some of the icing to a bowl, add some coloring, give some color. Let's say if it's like Easter and you pass the color of icing on top of it. There's a lot of desserts that you can do to sell with the food. That's if you do both. That's if you bake and cook. There's a lot of easy, different languages you can do. And like I said, if you do $5, you can make 100. If you do 350, you know how many spices you get out of that cake. Like I said, depends on the spices of how much money you're going to make. You can get, because if you slice it thin enough, you can get close to 20 slices out of a cake. If you know how to make a cheesecake, I would say do a no-bake cheesecake, do mini no-bake cheesecakes. I've made white chocolate before. And I think when you use white chocolate, a blondie. It's not really a brownie. It's called a blondie because it's not the color of an actual brownie. So I think they call it a blondie. I call it white chocolate brownie. No, I don't call it a blondie. I've done that before. And it's sweet. You know, white chocolate is really sweet. You don't really need to, even if you follow a brown recipe and you use white chocolate instead of the chocolate, instead of using the chocolate, it's going to be sweet. So, you're going to have to figure out how to do the sugar ratio, because sometimes it might be too sweet to some people, but it's good. And then to add nuts to it, and I think macadamia nuts are expensive. Macadamia nuts are expensive. You can get them already chopped up and you want to do a white chocolate brownie, I say add macadamia nuts to it. So I think one will be good, one nut, macadamia nut, pecans, those nuts I would want with it. And chocolate, regular chocolate, I don't know, macadamia will work with chocolate. Because I've always seen it mixed with white chocolate, so I don't know. And if it's a hit, you good. If it's a hit, good. So, and then you can be creative with the dish you make, right? A lot of people are tired of eating the same old, same old. So if you can transform, like I said, chicken wings. Everybody's tired of eating the plain old fried wings or with buffalo sauce on it or barbecue sauce. Want to get creative, you know, do different sauces. And, like, people like, you know, doing jerk. You do jerk wings and stuff like that. If you're into eating jerk, you would say do that. You know, catering, you know, selling plates, catering, all that is hand in hand. I'm saying if you want to taste your food, do some plates. Like, one dish that I recently started making, I like making, is when your person likes lasagna, you're going to feel like you want something quick and for, like, the oven, you can do soup. I know you say, that you cook it, you add in, you cook the ingredients, take a lasagna, you take your sauce, add some water to it, and you throw your noodles in. So that's basically style. Even you want it's a soup, but you put the same way and you add the ingredients that you make lasagna, got Stovetop Lasagna. You see Hamburger Helper, the lasagna version of Hamburger Helper. That's basically what you're making without actually buying a box of Hamburger Helper. Get you the noodles. There's a pasta brand that they have pasta, the ridges on the lasagna noodles, and I use those to make the stovetop lasagna. I get the ricotta, I get the cheese, and I put it together. We had that last night. And then, boom, you got stovetop lasagna. Yep. You can sell food like that. See, like, not everybody is a chili, so I wouldn't sell chili. Don't just, I know a person probably likes soul food and you know how to make their soul food. You can do other dish besides soul food. If you're good at making something that's Italian, why not? It don't have to be soul food. Love making Mexican. If I was, you know, to do that, mix it up. I would just do soul food, Mexican. I would do Italian because I love making those types of foods. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I do Italian, I like to do my ragu where I like. And take the sausage and the hot sausage. That's I end up finding out the casing. Then you get a sweet, you get a small pack of sweet, a small pack of hot. And you take the casing off. You cook like cooked ground before, you know, and you do your sauce. You add your sauce to the meat. And you go, got. So what I do when I make my ragu, when I first started doing it, I had two cans of like, I would either do one tomato sauce, the other one would be, say, crushed tomato. And I think I also added tomato paste. But when you shortcut version, you do one can of tomato sauce and one jar of whatever you like, and there you go. You get your, and then you get your sausage. You pick your sausage, the normal. Bring the oil. You get tomato sauce. You don't put the regular hot sauce in yet. You're gonna do the tomato sauce. You're gonna add your seasonings. Italian seasoning, garlic, onion, pepper, adobo. Adobo is not an Italian, it's an all-purpose. I do that. And I let that cook. I let that cook with the meat. And I add the jar sauce. I want tomato sauce poured in there that has some flavor, like a semi-homemade sauce. But if you want to do homemade sauce, you do the big cans, do two 20-ounce cans, should be enough. Because all you got to do is look at the back of the can, look at what the sizes are, and if it says, oh, one can, let's say one can, serve and say, okay, I need more than that, so you two can. You make your sauce, your meat sauce, cook your pasta, like the box directions say, mix it all together. There you go. Boom. Do ragu. See, when I do my ragu, I do penne pasta. I don't do spaghetti. I do penne pasta. I also love making fettuccine Alfredo. And the protein uses chicken. You can do protein you have for chicken, but the protein I use is chicken. I take thinly sliced chicken breast, or if the store doesn't have anything, I'll take the chicken breast, slice it down, cook it, season it, and then once it's cooked, I chop up pieces to then with, I've done it with jarred Alfredo sauce, I've done it without. When I do it without the sauce, I take heavy whipped cream, I get grated Parmesan cheese, and when I make my pasta, the fettuccine, I'll take the cream, hot water, the Parmesan cheese, and that's how I make my sauce. Right? How I make my sauce. Do the homemade way. This homemade way is you take a jar of Alfredo sauce, scratch it out, one jar, you scratch it out with the heavy whipping cream, and you add your cheese, and you make semi-homemade sauce, when you add broccoli to it, you either add broccoli or spinach. Those are the only two vegetables I say that will go well with the fettuccine Alfredo. Is with the broccoli, because you can order in a restaurant, I give you a few pieces of broccoli in it. So yeah, that's what I do. And what I do is make the pasta and the sauce. And I do how I like to do in the restaurant. Cook pasta. I have the pasta, that's the one. And what they do is in a separate pan, they make the, they put the sauce in the pan, and they put the pasta in the pan with the sauce, and they do that. That's what they do. And then add the chicken to it. As I'm cooking it, everybody is individual. Instead of doing one big pot, I do it individually because it's better that you could just dump the sauce on the spaghetti, add and stuff. No, not like that. And those are the challenges I love making a lot, as well as the room. So, as a kid, if you had beef or chef or RD, you know that noodles, they're not going to be noodles, but they're but I make it is I use the macaroni. You see, like where it's macaroni, sauce, and other stuff, but mine is macaroni. Goulash is macaroni, because goulash has potatoes in it. That's a jar. If you're using a jar of sauce, it has chunky potato in it, then I can know. So what I do, I make it because it's a lot of that one box of macaroni with some meat sauce. I've done it with ground turkey, I've done it with beef. I've done it with sausage. don't know what it'll be called. Wellness. It doesn't matter what protein you use, it's still a Roni. It just, it'll be turkey Roni, using ground turkey. Use chicken, it'll be chicken Roni, sausage Roni. Oh, you know what? I want to make that. So one of these days for dinner, to make my beef. It's a lot. And what I do, after I mix it all up, I take mozzarella cheese and I put it on top. So it's like a baked pepperoni. Because they add the cheese. Deal with cheese. You know, when you get pepperoni in the can from Chef R.P., there's no cheese in it, but added touch in the cheese. And Parmesan cheese. You know, when I make it, I put the cheese in there. Oh, you get fancy with yours. Add the cheese on it. So the reason why I'm talking about this stuff is because there's people out there cook and they need a little extra money in their pocket to start plates. If you bake, if you get up and make desserts, you can sell desserts. You don't have to be food, you can sell desserts. You know, people have soups. You know, if you know how to make a cake and then take turn that in the cake pops. And, you know, you create a side hustle for yourself if you're good at making desserts. Like, I like to buy, you know, the store cake, the store box cakes. You know, when the direction says, a cup of water. So what I was doing, and one thing I was doing, right, I would get the strawberry flavored cake and I would Goya 8 ounce, that Goya 8 ounce can of strawberry nectar, and I would use that instead of water. To enhance the strawberry flavor that's around the cake. You know, you can do that. You can use water. You can switch out. What do you think, right? They also have, and I've done banana cake. I've done banana cake. And I've done banana bread. And I've used the banana nectar by going to enhance the banana flavor when making a banana bread or banana cake. So, and the same thing with get the cake. But you know what I have out there? What's that candy? Candy. It was not Cadbury. I can't remember the name of it. It's not Cadbury, but it was a round ball of chocolate. But it had orange flavor. And I think they had lemon flavor, but I can't remember the company name because I haven't seen the chocolate smorgas in a long time. It was a round ball, chocolate, and when you broke it, when you ate it, I'm going to say broke it, you had to break it in order to eat it, you can taste orange inside the chocolate. And I think that flavor they had was lemon. Orange was the new flavor, and then they made a lemon. a dope idea, right? When you think of the many flavors with chocolate, and you think, I'm not a chocolate cake eater, but if it's a good chocolate cake, we'll eat it. Orange goes well with chocolate, and you enhance the chocolate flavor by using orange extract. This, you got vanilla extract, almond. You would enhance the flavor of the chocolate using orange extract. It would be a chocolate orange cake. And you can take the orange peel off of, take the orange peel from the fresh orange and put it in the cake. So we expect specks of orange in there. These are some, I'm giving you ideas of if you're a person who likes to bake, what you can do, and you can use baking skills make extra money. That's if you have time to do it. Because some people, they're 9 to 5, it keeps them at work for long days, so when they get home, they're tired, they don't have, but most people do it on the weekend, so it's like, they don't do it during the week, they might do it on the day off, do it on the weekend. Like, if your day off, let's say Friday, it's perfect. Because if you don't work on Saturday, it's perfect. You could do it Friday, you could do it 3 days, and make you some money. And depending on what your price point is, you can probably make enough to pay your rent for next month. You could probably make enough to for the next month, and if you turn it into a business, you can. And I would say that you, if you can afford going out of a ghost kitchen, or if you find a place that you could rent out, you could do it the building where you live may have a community room. The community room may have a kitchen. If nobody's using it, if the community room is not being used for parties, if your day off is Friday, went out, for that Friday. Because not only so is you can rent it out, in the kitchen, in the community room, and you can use it like, treat it like a restaurant. Yep. You can treat it like a restaurant. Yep. Well, so you can have people set up, have people sit down. You still put it in the to-go bowls and stuff like that, but they sit down if they want to sit down and eat it. They sit down and eat it. If they want to take it and go, because you don't want people coming to your home, strangers coming to your home to pick up food. You don't know what type of people you're dealing with. That's why I say like a old kitchen. Like a ghost kitchen. If you live in a building where the community room is not being utilized, and because you're in the building, they give you a discount of renting the community room. Where I used to live before I moved out here, we had a community room, and I think the throw parties was $150. Then out of that 150, you get 75 back. So, and this is why this is good, is because you treat it like it's a restaurant. People can sit and eat there or take go. Because sometimes you don't want strangers to eat. Or what you can do is to do it right. Let's see. Uber Eats is not coming and not going to pick up food to be delivered to somebody. Uber Eats is not doing that. Not making a contract with you to have their drivers pick up food at a home. This is why I say it's like a ghost kitchen. But if you can get somebody who drives to help you come be a delivery person, that's, you know what I'm saying? So that if people order from you that you don't know, you can have your delivery person deliver it to them. Yeah. You can have your delivery person deliver it to them. Those that know you can come to the door. If a person knows you, you don't want to come to the door. You don't know what kind of person you're dealing with. So we're going to take, a quick break here. And let's see what song I'm going to play for you. Let's see here. I'm going to do Ain't No Stopping Us Now. I'm going to take a music break with Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have
All right, and we have some guys messed up. White Heavy. Nah, that's the right thing. And don't be a tone for the business. Because the thing ain't no stopping now. Right? Because I'm going to get my business off the ground to procrastinate when it comes to my business. Because some people, you know, some people's businesses and think this is going to take themselves. You know, I said, it's a turnkey business. Like, restaurants, they say that it's a turnkey business, meaning that it's going to constantly be making money. If it's not, then it's not going to constantly make money. Because you have, because your business is very easy to use because something you do doesn't make it turnkey. Because it's something you do doesn't make it turnkey. That's the truth. Yep. People say this is a turnkey, that it's going to make a profit for them. There's going to be someone looking for a home or depending on what, if you do residential or commercial, somebody's going to be looking for a spot, you know, a commercial spot for their business, residential spot, because they need a place to rest their head. So, yeah. Other, because we've been talking y'all to death about if you want to cater, if you want to, also that if you cook good, could you get a private chef? That's another job to make extra money. Or, like I said, if you cook good and you have elderly neighbors in your building that live alone up there in the area where they should not be looking for themselves. If they're up there, that you can cook for them. You can be their personal cook. Just, you know. You help them cook for them. Thing that you can make extra money. You can open up an online store and sell products for an online store. You can do drop shipping and do t-shirts. You can do drop shipping and do like products already, like certain products that are already made that is just by from me. There are companies who make products, like just like I do. My online stores are dropshipping on those where I don't make the product. The company makes the product. The company makes it for me, and the people buy it, and it gets shipped to them. Right? So you could do something like that. It doesn't have to be a t-shirt. It could be anything with dropshipping to where the company is making the product for you so that you don't have to hold inventory. Just think. Just think you do a t-shirt business. Hold inventory. Do not want to be stuck holding on. The reason why I say this is because here's the back of boys. You don't want to end up with inventory because everybody's not going to be ordering you every day. Your sales are not going to be an everyday thing where somebody's going to be tapping on your site or, you know, right? When you are a person and somebody makes the product for you and you hold the inventory, if nobody's you're stuck with the penetration you're stuck for, just about $400-$500 worth of inventory that you're not getting rid of. Right? But with drop shipping and the products you created and they made for you and they're buying it, the thing is you don't got to worry about holding inventory. And what's good is that clothing and somebody orders something from you doesn't fit, ship it back to the company that's going to want you and they can exchange where somebody says, oh, I need this in a large, you need a large will fit, any of the extra. But you don't, if you're holding inventory and you don't have an extra large, now you have to send this person back the money because you don't have an extra large. Or if they're large, they get a large, but they've lost some weight and now they're medium, you got to send them back the money. Like you just made a profit, now that profit, you got to send back because the size they ordered, they can't fit. And you have to number their money. And making money, but if you let the drop shipping way where they hold the inventory, there's always going to be that size that the person needs in the inventory. Because remember, you have to pay the people making the product. And his like t-shirts, the person making the t-shirts is going to give quote you a price and you're going to get what you afford to get. And because I've done it. I've had t-shirts made and I went from medium to extra large because when you go bigger sizes, it costs more. When doing t-shirts, bigger sizes cost more. So if the person making the product says it's $10 t-shirt, right? Let's say a t-shirt plus whatever the fee is from the put with your decoration on the shirt. And if that price, let's say to put the embroidery on, let's say $10 for a t-shirt, 5 embroideries, that's $15, right? Pay them $15, but you need to sell it at a price where you're making a profit. And so you say, okay, this costs me $15 to have it paid. I'm going to charge, let's say, $5 more, $20. They get $15. You only get $5 profit, right? So, if you're holding inventory, but you don't have the size the person wants, that 20, you send that whole 20 back to that person because if you're drop shipping, that size is going to be there and you get your 5, they get their 15. If you're holding and you're charging 20. You keep the whole 20 because you don't have to pay, because you already paid the church. But what I'm saying is, the person's offering, and you don't have to, if they get one size, but it don't fit, you have to send it back to get the size that does fit them, but you don't have that size because it costs more for certain sizes, and you didn't have enough those sizes. The whole, if you're going to hold inventory and you say, "What I want to do T-shirts and stuff like that," but I'm a whole, I have space to hold inventory. And if the place with the shirts printed, I would say, do 10 if you can afford. Do 10 of each style. So you would do 10. Let's say 10 small, 10 medium, 10 large, 10 extra large. Right? Much extra large. Right? Start off with the sizes. I'm gonna start off with four sizes, right? And if a person says, well, I need to ask you, well, there's a bigger size. And if you do, hey, I can do this size, it's gonna cost you. See, if I had my own personal T-shirt embroidered person that we work out a deal where make sure and ship it out. Of me having the inventory and having to ship it out is just think whatever the person they're gonna charge that shipping, and the way for something so small ship as a t-shirt is probably gonna cost you a lot. Just like I mentioned it last time, that show. I said, there's a person in Detroit made pies, and it was the pies were at was a reasonable price, but because it was around COVID, to ship it cost as much as the pie itself. You know, it's like, so it makes no sense to order just one pie. They're saying it made no sense just one pie. Since to order two, because then, I think by ordering more than one, it brings down the shipping price. But the shipping price might be the same. But you're spending $15 for a pie. And then it's $15 to also ship it. Just spent $30 just to get a pie. And this is why I say, you know, holding inventory. And it's like, whenever you're trying to get it and plus shipping. But you say, oh, okay, $4 shipping. But when they weigh it, because when you go to the post office or wherever you're going to ship it from, they weigh the package that's going to be shipped. And I think the weight of it determines what your price is going to be shipped. Even though a t-shirt is thin, It's not heavy. Like I said, it could be, what, let's say 4. Like normally it would be 4, but because, you know, prices be going up, they can charge you 10 just to ship one t-shirt. So if you're charging my 20 for the shirt itself, and then now you got to ship it 30 because it was 30, 20 for the shirt and 10 to ship it. It should never, $10 should never be that high to ship a t-shirt. I remember ordering stuff and the how many items you order determines your shipping price. That's why I said some places, if you order more items, you can get shipping free. And that's why some people order 2 or more so they can get the free shipping. So go to the Road to Stardom merch store. That's the online store. You will see that there's a discount. You get a discount when you order 2 or more items, not for no one item. Depending on the price of the item, you can apply the discount. So like I said, if the cheapest product, let's say, is $10, you cannot use the coupon code for $10 because no one's making money. Because if it's costing, let's say it's stationary, right? And the company that's making the stationary, let's say they charge me, let's say $10 for the to make the notebooks that I want, right? I'm charging $10 to make the notebooks that I want. If the shipping, if the discount is for, that's the discount is for $10 off. No one makes profit if you, if the item itself on the site is $10 and the discount is for $10, no one's making a profit because the discount is taken with no one makes a profit. So you go into these, because I know if you go to these online store boutiques, whatever you want to call them, they go there and they're like, oh, this is nice. And then they look at the price. Oh, that's too steep. But if there's a discount code, it's because if they're not, if the business it is not holding inventory, the company making the inventory is charging them a certain price. So if the company is charging, let's say, $10 for the item, right, and then you're offering a discount for $10 off, they're not making a profit. The person who owns the online store is not making a profit. The only one who's benefiting is you, because you're not going to see my online store. I have two of them. One's connected to the foundation, and the other one's connected to Road to Stardom. And when you code in, it's going to tell that you cannot use the code because it's a low price item and no one, it's a low price item, and if the coupon code is $10 off and the price is, let's say, $16.99, have to make their money, recoup their money. Right? So if it's $10, that's just book without the writing, just whatever's written is 10, and then you add your words and they say, oh, adding your words, that's $2. let's say $3 actually 15. You want to put it at a price point to where you're making a profit, and they're getting their money for the hour. What do you want to do? That's what you want to do. You want to put it at a price point, or you're making a profit. And if you put it at a price to where they can use the account, and you're still making a profit, that's good. But some people aren't worth $20. This is not worth whatever price point you may put at. You know? But if that's something you can do that, so people create their own product. GG's products was in hiatus right now. Nashu created Nash body products, and so yeah. Like, there's one thing you can do as a hustle or whatever to make that money. You know what you can do? Have like elderly people, and you live alone. Be a shopper. You can be a shopper for the elderly in your apartment building. Like if Miss Fran that lives in your apartment building, she's alone. She doesn't get to the supermarket off. You can go to the supermarket for her and buy her groceries. A few things, and right? You say, okay, my fee is to do the shopping for you. That's it varies on how much they are going to get. If it's a small order, say, you know, if my fee is 20, what it's going to cost get to pay for your groceries. Or you can you say, Miss Fran says, well, I need a loaf of bread, I need milk, I need this, I need that, right? You can get it for them and like, let's say everything Miss Friend came up to $30. Get what she paid for in her pocket, $30. And then on delivery, right, when you give it to Miss Friend, you should take, it'd be $30 to $20 doing the shopping. Something like that. You could do something like that. And say you could do something like that. Or you can set fee to where you say if your shopping is this amount, this is what people are doing the shopping for you. And you can have a and under, you have a certain amount. If it's 30, if it's 30 amount, you top of that, it is what you're going to pay me for doing the shopping. 100 or more, and you see my fee for the shopping. Because you can help out, and there's a way to help out the elderly in your business. Or they still can own shopping and you drive and they don't, you can also be their driver for when you're shopping. Instead of your elderly neighbor having to pull a cab, you can be their cab. And so you can be their cab. And let's say prices, you know, have gone up. So I don't know what it costs to call a cab. So let's say, depending on where you live at, let's say it's from your house to the supermarket, $10. You can be the cab for your elderly neighbors, taking them to the supermarket, taking them and bringing them back. You figure, let's say you charge them, let's say if the cab is 10, you say, okay, Miss Fran, you give me 5 going and 5, so 10. 5 going and 5 coming back, that's 10. And if she says, well, you know, I have my, she could suggest other people that are like, you know, other seniors that she knows of that would need help, you know, going to the grocery store, then you just think, let's see, the backseat, about 4 people. So you say, Miss Fran, you got Miss Fran, and you got 4 of our other friends who need to go, or to a one other friend. It's 5 for take her to the supermarket, 5 coming back. So you just make $20 because that's 5. 5 going and 5 coming back. You just made $20. Depending how much you put in, forget how much money you spend on gas. That could be half of your gas money. But if you keep doing it, helping seniors in the neighborhood, those who don't drive but need to get to the supermarket where they pay you instead of calling a cab, because then you, instead of calling a cab, because you can stay, they go in, they go shop, and you stay, you take them there, you pick them back up. You know what I'm saying? And you could be a taxi, even if you're not a legit cab, you can be a taxi supermarket for people in my home, and you say, if cabs are charging, let's say, if cabs are charged 10, and then with, you can lowball, right, and say, cabs are charging 10, I'm going to charge, and you can, you know, you can wind up being a cab service for, you know, and all you got to do is you sit around the supermarket. With Uber service, right? Use Uber. Do park yourself because you know somebody's going to Uber from the supermarket. So you could do the same. You ain't got to be part of Uber because you could do the same thing as Uber. You sit around. You drive around. Somebody else, they need a cab. I charge. It depends where you live. Price will vary depending on where they live. You understand what I'm saying? So let's say they're close by, let's say 7. But if they live a little bit further, you say 10. You know? And so you just have a price. But you want to be a reasonable price to compete with the cab driver. Because if you charge more than the damn cab driver, they're gonna keep taking the cab. I'm gonna drive. If I did drive, I would probably do something like that. I don't mind sitting and waiting. I'll sit and wait. You know, we used to have buses where you go to the shuttle bus would stop at the bus stop. Get on the bus for free, and it would take them into town. They got rid of that. you can do that via shuttle bus. And you go to the main parts in town that people normally will go to, supermarket and all stuff like that. And you will, and if you charge a fee, let's say if the cab is charging from your house, if your house to the supermarket, a cab is $5. And cause I remember I got on the bus and he was like, oh, $1.50. So just think, if you being a shuttle to us and you charge the same price as the bus would, but then you drop them in front of the supermarket. We don't have to walk from the bus stop to the supermarket. Yeah? You could do that. So people will catch you, like, do the bus. So in order for them to catch you at the shuttle bus, to catch you at the bus stop. $1.50 just like they were paying for the bus. But instead of them jumping from one stop to another bus stop, no, you drop them in front of if they go to the supermarket, you drop them in front of the supermarket. Even though they personally pay $1.60, what would you charge? Let's say $3. Get picked up at the bus stop and you get dropped off, right? It's in front of the supermarket instead of in front of another bus stop. And then if the person needs to be picked up, they will call and then you will pick them up. Take them back, drop them back off to where they were. I'm saying they can pick you up at the bus stop. Or if they get their groceries, you'll drop them off at their door. Well, whatever you want to charge, you could do that. And whatever price you want to charge, you can do that. But you want to more than the cab. Because you don't want to compete. You don't want to compete with the cab service. You want to be a reasonable price, but you want to compete with the cab service. You can compete with the cab service. You don't want to compete. Like I said, you don't want to compete with the cab service. I would say this is what you can do. You know what I'm saying? These are little special things you can do. Be a shopper for somebody. You could be, you know, be a cat for somebody. Get money that way. And he's like, okay, the cat. And from the house to the room of the cat. Okay. Because you got to call the cat. They tell you, oh, 15 minutes, and sometimes you're there longer than 15 minutes. For your cab, yeah. My friend has been the promoter of the show on the stadium. I'm giving you about hearing that. So, giving you suggestions on being a caterer or a person, whatever, you know, come here with food, baking, to where you sell your baked goods, do all that. Let's say you could be, you know, cab driver, shuttle bus. Help your seniors out shopping for them. Yep. Do all that. But the next five for y'all is the industry. You're never the best in any music. Don't know how the music is just be great music. And, all my in the yard, music play on the station. Just hit me at 01-399-2014. That's 201-9214. And I say, I get you, or you can hit us up at stardom.com. I just had to get some music. And that promote your business show is going to be March 20th, same time, same place, on your calendar, March 20th, the number, so always call us to the station. We were live, please do not, we're not live, because it's going to say there is no show. The automated voice will tell you there is no show, there is no show. When we're live, the number to call into the station is 845-277-9306. Write that down. Put Rosa on the video. That is the number to call. When we're live 7 weeks, then it's going to be at 11. So we'll be live from 11 to 1:30 in the morning. So in that time, you can call in. You can listen to the show by phone. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Stardom and listen by your computer or phone. See at the top, it'll say live. Show is live. Click on that. It'll take you to the show. You'll be able to hear the show. Stardom. Or just Google and use some platforms that you can listen. If you want to support the station, you can do so by making a donation, going to PayPal, or Cyber Stardom. Going to your Cash App for $Cyber Stardom. PayPal is PayPal.com/RoadToStardom. If you want to make a donation to the Black Oak Forever Foundation, you're going to do PayPal. You're going to go PayPal.me/Black Oak Forever, which is spelled BLAKOKE forever. PayPal is B-O, not Cash App is BOF Foundation, so you put $BOF Foundation. What's more, if you want to donate, those of you who make a nice size of donation to either PayPal or Cash App, I make a nice size of donation. So if you donate a dollar, I'm not going to give you a free gift donating if you donate a dollar. The gift that I'm going to give away, then you donate it. So it's like to donate covers the gift. And so I have a Black Oak Foundation mug. I have Black Forever. I think I have Black Oak Forever notebook. Black Oak Forever Foundation notebook. I have that. I also have a Road to Stardom one. to the station, and it's a nice donation, you can get a roller notebook. Now, I think I have a roller starter notepad. If you make a donation to the foundation, okay, if you make a donation to the foundation, you can get the Black Oak. Either you get one, depending on the size of your donation, this is what I'm saying. You get the mug. If you nice generous donation, you get the mug and the notepad. Not notepad, notebook, because I think I have the Forever notebook as well. That's for those. Make a donation and we check. We see someone nice donation. You will be contacted because your contact will say thank you for the donation. What is your information? What is the information to be able to send you the gift for making a donation? Do that. To do that. And I appreciate it as always. And you can also support by going to our online store, which is the World of Starter Merch store, World of Starter Merch.com, Forever Store, BlackOak.com. That is BLAKOKE. Yep. Those stores, you can purchase them there. That will help with the support of the foundation and the station. But if you actually just make a donation, and like I said, you'll get the item. Like we have Forever Foundation mug. We have Black Forever pad, and the says Black Oak Foundation. We had that. We had that. We have a Road to Stardom notepad. And the notebook. Yeah, notebook. What else? Next time that I mention this, I will tell you exactly what we have as far as what we'll give away to those who make a donation. T-shirts. So, like I said, if you make a nice size donation, get the mug and the shirt. Or we might do the notebook and T-shirt, but I have to look and see, because I don't remember right now, but because I know is and the month for sure I'm looking at right now, but I know I did a Black Oak Forever notebook, and I know I did a notebook for Road to Stardom. I have two notebooks for Road to Stardom. I have a notepad, so that you make a sizable donation. And make a small donation, and we'll ship out. We'll come to thank you for making these items out to you. And get your information and ship these items out to you. Yep. And if you decide to help by just purchasing something, my story. I'm appreciating it. I said the next one is on the 20th of March. March is right around the corner. So mark that on your calendar with the time and the phone number to the station. Because you can always promote what you got going on. And you know, to promote your shows every third Wednesday of every month. Yep. What else do I need to share with y'all? Drops, yes. You know what? I haven't mentioned that in a while. I need some new drops. So, but I like video drops. So if you're an artist and you get your played here, looking for video drops. Shoot us an email. Starting@gmail.com. Tell you what you need to say in your video drop. The video drop will be posted on the page, posted through the social media. Our social media pages. So yeah. So you know. Your job would be like, you would say who you are, if you're an artist, if you're an artist, you know, and then you'll mention your thing to start on radio. Or as well, just start them in general. Like I said, if you go to Roller Stardom, go to YouTube and Roller Stardom TV, things will come up. You will see what I'm talking about as the video drops. Because I can take audio from that and make audio drops for the stage. I can do that. That's not a problem. But I like video drops. Because then this is it. There's the video drop exposes you to the masses. So if you're an artist and you say, like, oh, I thought about the video drop. So I was like, this is a way for the artist as well as the entrepreneur to do it, get exposure. Yep. That is, and I'm going to peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now. Yep. So we're going to end the show. Peace, one love, everybody.